Hello.
Hello, good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey about women's attitudes and opinions in the current landscape. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. What is the year of your birth?
88.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I am.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Black.
Thank you very much. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet?
Negative.
Your own future?
Positive.
The future of the country?
Negative.
Thank you very much. How much power do you feel young women have to make... How much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community.
7.
Thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? The economy and cost of living, education, immigration, climate change, national security, student loans, racism and discrimination, gun violence, crime, mental health, healthcare, or abortion access?
Mental health, racism, and the last one you just said.
Abortion access?
Yeah.
Thank you. So your responses were racism and discrimination, mental health, and abortion access.
Yeah.
When thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Is it improving or maintaining mental health, your hobbies and free time activities, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, contributing to positive change in your community, having or caring for children, improving or maintaining physical health, caring for senior family members, economic security and financial independence, advancing in your career, work-life balance, your education, or other?
Taking care of children. You said 3?
Yes, 3.
Yeah, taking care of children, mental health, and the financial.
Just to make sure that I picked the correct ones, was it improving or maintaining mental health, having or caring for children, and economic security and financial independence?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3 of the following. Your spiritual or religious beliefs, your personality, being American, your sexual orientation, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, being a woman, your hobbies or interests, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, your profession, or being young?
My relationships. That's it.
Mm-hmm. We need to choose up to 3. So what would be...
Oh, I'll do. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
The traits that are most important to your identity. I can match it later, like we did with this last one.
Right. What I just say? Remember I just said it.
Your role in relationships, like being a mother, uh-huh. caregiver, wife, or friend?
Yeah, that. Personality. Mm-hmm. And hobbies.
Okay, so your personality, your hobbies or interests, and your role in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Is it dread, disappointment or sadness, exhaustion, pride, hope, anger or frustration, or happiness? Mhm. And the other one?
Disappointing. Uh-huh. Oh, that's together.
Disappointment or sadness and anger and frustration. I heard you say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but it could in the future. Or statement C. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
See.
Thank you. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Too many old white men in power. Division and gridlock between political parties. Corporate money has too much influence. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. The two-party system. Systemic racism. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, or none of the above.
Racism, politicians. They don't know about the people. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the first two you said.
I can go through them again and tell me which one it was.
Okay.
Too many old white men in power, division.
Yeah, that would
and,
be right there.
Okay, thank you. So too many old white men in power, systemic racism, mm-hmm. and politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Okay, and now how much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? And do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one is community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions, etc.
What was the options to, what did I have to say?
A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all. And the question was, how much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you?
The first one.
About community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions, etc.
A little. I'm sorry. What's the answer choices again? Like, what am I supposed to say?
Yes. We want to know if you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all.
Oh, okay. Okay. Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is President Biden.
Not at all.
Congress.
Not at all.
Your city government.
Somewhat.
The Supreme Court.
Not at all.
Ballot initiatives, like proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
Somewhat.
Your state government?
Not at all.
Thank you very much. Now you will hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Now, the first one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. So how does that affect your motivation to help enact change through civic participation? Do you find it very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Somewhat motivated.
Thank you. The next one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
Yeah, very motivating.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
Somewhat motivated.
In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade.
Somewhat motivated.
Thank you very much. And I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, though. But we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, how likely are you to participate in the following? Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all.
Signing a petition?
Likely.
Somewhat likely or very likely?
Very likely.
Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Somewhat likely.
Voting in elections?
Very likely.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Somewhat likely.
Attending a protest?
Not very likely.
Boycotting a company?
Not very likely.
Thank you very much. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three of the following. You did not have time to vote. The candidates didn't represent your values. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Or none of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you faced their other obstacles?
No time. The one that said properly.
Oh.
And then know about the candidate.
So the ones you chose were, you did not have time to vote, you didn't think your vote would be counted properly, and you didn't know enough about the candidates.
Yes.
Does that sound right? Thank you.
Yes.
Now we're around the corner to finishing, but first, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, et cetera. The first one is, the Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet for internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color, whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must take action, we must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Does that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
A little more.
The next one is, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low- and middle-income borrowers, like the SAFE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to $0 for minimum wage earners, and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economy well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Does that make you...
Go ahead. Say that again. Yeah.
Does that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less in the political system in the United States?
Engage a little more.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, we've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the grittiest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive.
Engage a little more.
Thank you very much. Now, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What are the media sources that you check the most for new content? You may choose up to two of the following. YouTube, Instagram, international news outlets, national TV news stations, news or informational articles online, Facebook, local TV news stations, Twitter, podcasts, TikTok, or other?
Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose up to two. Is it business and finance, hobbies, tips, or hacks? Humor or memes, music, sports, news or current events, shows and movies, health, beauty and self-care, science and technology, government and politics, or other?
Music. How many I'm picking?
Two.
Music and health and beauty.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school diploma.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Bisexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Separated.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe your employment status? Would you say you're...
Employed. Oh.
And are you employed full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, Or were you not eligible to Young, or were you not registered?
Biden, unfortunately.
Thank you. And finally, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Hold on, I'm thinking. Probably by 80,000.
Okay. And with this, it concludes our survey. So thank you very much for your participation. You've been very kind.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You
or
too.
Night. Thank
right.
you. Goodbye.